LCF Barbara Titley's on Stray FM's Business Hub.
In our last story, we heard from George.
Hello!
George was a spoon maker. George went into business with his friend Roger.
Hello.
They were both professional spoon makers and came together to create Spoon Tech International, a large conglomerate creating spoons of all shapes and sizes. George and Roger had some tough times, but at the beginning of their relationship, they implemented a shareholders agreement. That meant that no matter how sour things turned, and no matter how many parties Roger went on, they always knew where they stood when it comes to providing the world with top quality spoons. Years passed, and despite sometimes rocky relationships, spoons have been roaring off the production line. Spoon Tech International has been a fantastic success. Recently, however, George has caught wind of rumblings by some of the staff in his organisation. Apparently, they've been approached to join a new company. It turns out that Roger is intending to start a new company under the same name as Spoon Tech International. What is George going to do? Could this be the end of Spoon Tech? Thankfully, George went to visit his fairy god solicitor and took legal advice and registered the Spoon Tech International trademark just in time.
Now, spoons to one side. If you own a company and either don't fully understand what intellectual property rights are and what they mean, or maybe you've never even considered getting them in place and think you might need them, now is the time to get in the know. Introducing Clementine Duckett from LCF Barbara Titley's, who explains first of all what intellectual property is.
Intellectual property refers to creations of the mind.
Okay.
So that's inventions, literary or artistic works. It can be designs or names and images. It's essentially an intangible asset, so you can't get hold of it like you can a property, but it can have a really high value attributed to it. Just bring it into a context of Spoon Tech International, the company. In our example, George and Roger's company. It's just worth noting that intellectual property rights, or RPRs, as I'll refer to them as, are generally territorial, which means that whilst a UK patent or trademark will protect, say, a patented invention in the UK, it will have absolutely no effect in America and vice versa. So what's really important to note is that intellectual property rights need to be acquired in all the key areas or countries in which the company trades. The only exception is copyright because of a long-standing international convention. So just to talk a little bit about the different types of intellectual property rights, or RPRs, that a company might own. Firstly, registered trademark rights. They protect signs, including logos or words or pictures, that distinguish one company's goods or services from another. So trademarks would give George wide-ranging rights to prevent Roger using any similar or identical signs or words which represent Spoon Tech International.
So if we are thinking we need to register our trademark, what sort of a time scale would we be looking at? So how long does it take to put it in place?
So generally it takes around 6 months to get the trademark registration completed. And then once you've got it registered, it lasts for 10 years. So it's really, really important to get it renewed.
Mm-hmm.
And then it can just be renewed for further 10-year periods indefinitely. And other intellectual property rights might be design rights, which protect both three-dimensional and two-dimensional designs. And those, what's important about registering design rights is that those designs have to have individual character. They have to give an overall impression which is different from previous designs. And then most people have heard of patents. So patents protect inventions. And those inventions have to be new. And they say that they have to involve an inventive step over the state of the art in whatever particular field that invention is in.
So it's got to be, they've got to prove it's sort of new and exciting.
That's right. Isn't
just a rebuild or something.
That's exactly right.
Okay.
Yeah. And then I mentioned just before copyright. So a company can also own copyrights, which protect, they're called permanent expressions of original work. So that might be artwork or literary work, drama or music, and also include films and broadcasting.
So obviously this is a very valuable asset that a company needs to have. What sort of things do they need to take into consideration before they put their IPR into place?
It's really, really important that business owners appreciate the value of their intellectual assets. And unfortunately, it's often the case that it's not until a product has been launched or become successful and is making that particular business money that IP protection is considered. Or in fact, the IP ownership comes into question and then they consider it. Mm-hmm. So it's really important to consider who owns your intellectual property early on in the life of a business or early on in the life of the development of your intellectual property. First consideration is who owns the IPR? Is it the business, the company, or is it the employee? So let's take, for example, an IT company, one which provides customer management system to estate agents. Let's say those two owners of that business are ex-estate agents, so they've had to employ somebody to write the source code for their software. The basic rule for most IP rights is that something created by an employee will belong to his employer, but, and importantly, this is only if it's created in the course of his employment. So business owners really, really need to check or draft their employment contracts carefully to ensure that they describe the role of those employees doing development work adequately.
And that it would be best to do right from word go, right from the start.
Exactly. You really need to get the right drafting into your employment contracts to make sure that the ownership sits with the company and not with the employee.
Otherwise, I presume, could they just leave and take it with them?
That's right. They could leave and they could strip that value out of the business and take it with them.
If there are people out there who are thinking, oh my goodness, I've never even thought about this, or they're about to start their own company and they know they need to get it in place, can they come to LCF and talk to you about it?
Absolutely, yes. You know, my advice to business owners is to speak to us at LCF Barbara Titley's early on. We have a wealth of knowledge and experience in intellectual property law. And so come and speak to us about your intellectual property. We can have a look and see what intellectual property you've got or you own or what you might have. And look at how we can protect it, because it's often an ignored and very valuable asset.
LCF Barbara Titley's on Stray FM's Business Hub.